Today's talk will be on the two very, very important qualities of concentration and insight in meditation practice. When we first sit down to practice meditation, the first foundation of mindfulness is mindfulness of the body. So we begin with posture. We begin by beginning to activate our awareness to focus on our sitting position. We want our sitting position to be stable, so we feel the feet and we focus our attention on the support of the couch or the chair underneath our body weight, underneath our legs, up along our back. We also want our sitting position to be upright. So we focus our attention on having somewhat of a straight back, but also being relaxed as well. So we want to be alert, upright, all the way through to the top of the head, but also relaxed. So the purpose of this is to begin to activate the awareness on sensing and feeling the body and moving away from the thinking mind. After we get a sense of the body as a whole in the sitting position, then we begin to pay attention more specifically to the feeling of each breath. We focus our attention on any part of the breath that our attention goes to naturally. That could be the movement of the chest, of the belly, of the shoulders. It could be the air coming in and out of the body through the nose. This is a concentration practice. We are concentrating our attention on the body and specifically on the feeling of the breath. The purpose of this is to begin to settle the body and the mind. As we practice this for a little while, the body begins to relax most of the time, not always. And as the body relaxes, the mind will begin to settle, which means thoughts become less important. And again, the practice here is to sustain our attention on the feeling of the breath, to begin to settle the body and the mind. Now, most people think that if I'm distracted by thoughts or I have a lot of busy thoughts coming up during this practice, I'm a bad meditator. Oh my gosh, why can't I get rid of my thoughts? Why can't I pay attention to my breath? I can't do this. Okay, I'm a bad meditator. That's very, very common reaction. However, the practice of concentration needs to be almost equally shared with the practice of insight, and that is, as we concentrate attention on the body and the breath, we begin to notice much more clearly the distractions of the mind. Where does the mind want to take us? What are our habits of thinking? What are our habits of mind? Certainly the mind will continue to be busy. So we want to notice the mind wants to go to the future. The mind wants to go to the past. The mind wants to think about what I have to do today. The planning mind, the work mind, maybe the relationship mind. The mind can take us anywhere. So we begin to notice these habits of thinking and distraction. As we notice where the mind wants to go, and we might get distracted for a period of time, as soon as we're aware that we're thinking and not sensing the breath, we want to make a gentle mental note, thinking, 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 and then bring our attention gently back to rest on the feeling of the breath. So these two practices of concentration and insight allow us to be much more clear and aware of where the mind wants to go. We do not judge oh, I'm a bad meditator, or oh, I'm having too many thoughts. We simply notice and then bring the attention back as best we can. As we practice in this way, these old habits of mind become less and less powerful. They do not tend to lead us by the nose throughout the day. As we increase our awareness of these habits of the mind, we can stay kind of concentrated. We can come back to the body and the breath. So these are both very important elements of freeing the mind and being settled right here, right now, in the present moment, through the body and through the breath.